Yo, 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 what is up, everybody? And welcome to another episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown. We are so happy that you could join us here today for another live episode of the show. Amanda, how the heck are you? I feel like I haven't talked to you. I know it's only been a week, but it was a very long week. I was not feeling well. You've got a whole new like empire you're growing over there on the side. If anybody's following Amanda on TikTok or Instagram, then you guys probably know what I'm talking about. How are you?
I am amazing. But more importantly, how was your birthday and birthday weekend leading up to Patty's Day? Tell me all about it.
Thanks for asking. Yeah, it was great. I smoothly transitioned into 50.
You look great. You look beautiful.
Coasted right into 50, and it was awesome. I had a really fun weekend with a lot of family, friends. So I posted on Facebook libations. that always helps as well. No, it was great though. I mean, we spent the day in New York on a Saturday. My actual birthday was on Friday. Just hung out here, did a big dinner, and then yesterday, which was St. Patrick's Day here, which was the Sunday, just hung out here, watched hockey, ate corned beef, hung out with a couple buddies. It was great. It was a great weekend.
I'm so glad to hear that. And when you eat your corned beef, I'm just curious how you guys do your corned beef over there, because I don't know. Is it different? I mean, we call it like a Jigs dinner here. Do you call it that there?
I've never even heard that before.
See, I'm glad I asked. So it is maybe territorially different.
Wow. I've never heard a Jigs dinner.
Jigs dinner.
Jigs dinner.
Oh my gosh. Now wow. I gotta Google. Okay. Did I just make that up?
I've never heard that term referred to for corned beef ever. So yeah, typically how I do the corned beef is I stick it in a crock pot, I slow cook it. I throw like a can of beer in there and like another like cup of water. Throw some garlic in there, throw some peppercorn, some clove. Well, I get the corned beef already kind of like seasoned. There's a great butcher shop here, so I get it there. It's awesome. Nice. Stick it in there, let it go for like 4 hours. I throw potatoes in there, I throw cabbage in there, let it go, boom, pop it out.
Okay.
And away we go. And then it's like rye, Swiss, kraut, mustard. You know, and then I'll put the cabbage on there too with the corned beef and then the potatoes. So it's like my corned beef sando and then potatoes on the side.
Your corned beef sando.
Yeah. Amanda's getting jiggy with it.
Okay. So it is a real thing. Like, thank God it wasn't just an Amanda word. So according to Wikipedia, jigs with a double G, JIGGS. Jigs dinner. So it's got the corned beef, the potatoes, the cabbage, all the stuff you just said. So we're in the same lane as how we celebrate food-wise. It's just called different things.
All right. There
you're
go.
Like, it's corned beef dinner. I'm like, it's jiggy.
It's corned beef dinner. It's a corned beef dinner, which is like the only time of the year I really eat. I mean, because corned beef too, it's not really like, it's not a spring or summer food. It's really like a colder like month's food. Like, because I mean, you're slow cooking it, right? I mean, you're not grilling a corned beef or anything like that. Like, it's a slow cooked meal.
Yes, loaf, or boil. Boiling of it. Like, you don't want that in the summer. So that's a fair point.
Yeah.
But I mean, how did everyone celebrate their St. Patty's Day? It was on a Sunday, so did you go out knowing that today Mondays could be rough for you? What did you eat? Let us know, because I love all things talking about food.
That is correct. All things talking about food. Talking about food. Music and food. So, hey, everybody. So, hey, once again, welcome to the show. If this is your first time listening to Song Swap Showdown, you've maybe stumbled upon our feed on YouTube. Maybe you're a recent subscriber to the channel and you haven't yet watched a live show. Yeah. How the show typically works in a live setting, in the live format, is Amanda and I each swap three songs with each other that we don't think the other's heard before, and those songs are chosen by spinning the wheel of themes at the end of every single episode, and whatever that lands on is how we then decide what songs we're going to choose under that theme. So this is always an interesting, fun event, and that's how we get like things like how we got today's show title.
And I'll be honest. So the wheel revealed that today's episode would be fantasy / fairy tale songs.
Yeah.
And I originally was like, oh, this is going to be easy. Mm. I love, you know, fairy tales and all this stuff. But then when I went to try to make my choices, I actually needed a little extra time. I was like, Chris, I'm going to be a little later with getting you my songs because I just was really struggling coming up with the right songs. Mm. So I think I found two country ones that adhered by the rules. And then one, spoiler alert, Chris had already heard it before. I had sent it to him, I think maybe season one.
Oh, definitely season one. I think it may have been like episode 2 or 3.
It absolutely could have. It was when I stumbled across on my Nora Jones Pandora station, as we all know I love.
Nora Jones Pandora.
But it was just too perfect to not let it like nestle in on this episode.
Nestle in.
Yeah. So, and your songs were interesting, but very on brand for you.
Yeah. And it was actually, it actually took me a little bit to like really kind of really figure out like the right playlist for you this week. So This was definitely an odd theme, but I think ultimately at the end of the day, it's pretty fun and kind of created a nice little run of songs, nice little playlist of songs. So, yeah. So we also then, once we swap these songs, we listen to them 100 times over, we then come back on here.
That's right.
After listening to the songs a bunch of times, we come back here and we rate those songs on a scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being a dumpster fire.
Get out.
Yeah. Not a great song in our opinion. Doesn't mean it was never a great song. I mean, maybe it was never a great song, but in one of our opinions, it wasn't a great song.
Sure.
It's a hard pass. It's a skip. Skip.
Hard skip.
Hard skip. All the way up to 5 records, which is... That's right. Heavenly Music to Our Ears. Going on Eternity Playlist. That's the song that we're like, wow, I will never get sick of listening to the song. It's a desert island song, a castaway island. you're all alone on the island. The only thing that works is your Spotify account. You can't call for help, but you can listen to Spotify.
I mean, that's not a bad second choice.
Or your iPod from 1999.
Yeah.
Or 2000s, early 2000s iPod. That works.
Absolutely.
You're like, you know, wow, thank God I had this.
And because we get some hate on our YouTube channel. There's no doubt when people are rewatching episodes, they get a little hate-ish and say, this is a 5. Well, by our description, though, let's see what you think when we say, hey, it's an eternity playlist. Like, do you really want to listen to that song for forever and always?
Yeah.
And unless you can really sincerely answer yes, it's not a 5. So that's our logic behind where we give what a 5.
That is the logic.
It's as simple as that.
Albeit, it may not be the greatest logic, but it works.
Right. It's our show. If you don't like it.
That's right. There's 10 billion other shows on YouTube you could check out.
Absolutely. That give out false 5s all day long.
Exactly. But we don't. Exactly. So, yeah. So as we play along here, let us know what you think of these songs. Have you ever heard them before? Would you have given it a 1 through 5, whatever our rating is? Let us know. We want to hear from you guys. For sure. Absolutely. Because that's what this is all about. We love hearing from everybody. It's the greatest.
We do.
Seriously, it's the greatest. So real quick, too, before we start diving into the music, I see we got a bunch of people on right now. Thank you guys so much for watching. I see Dave Mattingly is on the line right now. Thank you, Mr. VIP, the VP of Song Swap Showdown. And we got Ian, who was on for a little bit, but he wasn't able to do it. So he's our friend from Down Under. So little daylight savings time discrepancies going on. So hopefully he'll be back to join us live soon. We got a few others, so we appreciate you guys hanging out with us today. If you like what we're doing here and you want more, you're like, how do I get more Song Swap Showdown nonsense? It's so easy.
It's really easy.
It's so easy. All you got to do is pay $1 a month, basically. It starts at $1, and you can head over to our Patreon account, which you can get to by using a link in the notes here or scanning that QR code at the top of the screen. And I do want to thank our amazing Patreon supporters, Dave Mattingly. Thank you so much, Dave. We got Ian from Australia, who's also an amazing Patreon supporter. Back of the cereal box, our friend, the prophet of pop culture, Johnny Beyond. And Mr. Mark Ronick from Ironic Media and from Next Gen Podcast are also now a Patreon member. So thank you all so much for your generosity and for supporting our show. And we will, for by the way, all Patreon members, sorry, it was a quiet week. I was sick all week. There is content coming, believe me. I've got a whole list of videos I'm going to start putting out. A lot of music reviews coming your way, everyone. So head over there, check that out, see if there's anything worthwhile. But hey, for $1, you can support the show and get some extra content that you don't see here on YouTube or over on our audio feed. So, all right, we got a lot to get to today. Six songs to talk about today. Amanda, I'm going to go first, if that's okay with you.
Hey, of course it is, Chris.
If that's okay with you, because you gave me a song that at first I didn't think I'd heard before, but then I think I kind of did, but I don't know where I would have heard it before because it was something very familiar about the chorus of the song. So I'm not quite sure. Like, I can't pinpoint how and where I would have heard it.
Could it have been Your Wedding Days?
No.
Okay.
This would never have been played at my wedding. But, oh, are you talking about, thank you. Now I get it. I'm like, this wasn't played at my wedding.
This song would not have been played at Chris and Rachel's wedding.
But no, now you're right. I think that could have been where I may have heard it. Yeah, back in the days when I used to film weddings for a living, you know, very, very noble work, by the way.
Yes.
Shout out to everybody who works the wedding industry scene. It may have been where I heard it because it was something really familiar about this song. But honestly, yeah, I really hadn't heard it in, I guess, God, it's got to be like
decades.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. So there was something familiar about it. So the song that we're talking about, by the way, everybody, is I Can Love You Like That by John Michael Montgomery. I love when these country guys, they got like three names.
It doesn't get more country than John Michael Montgomery.
I think that's the most country thing you could do is to have a three name. Like, I should just start going by Christopher Scott Vaglio.
That's wonderful.
Or Chris Scott. What's my country name? Chris Scott.
I like that. Like
right? Or Christopher Scott. Chris Scott. I think Chris Scott sounds country, right?
That's kind of cool. Right? Chris Scott got to get up.
That's right. that's my country name, Chris Scott.
That's going to be your country alter ego.
Yeah, I just need the hat.
Yeah.
I need the Garth Brooks hat kind of thing. Like, get that pose where it's always like thumbs in the belt. Chris Scott.
I like it.
Yeah. So this song, by John Michael Montgomery, I Can Love You Like That, and it was originally written by Steve Diamond, Jennifer Kimball, and Mary Beth Derry, and it was, of course, recorded by John Michael Montgomery and released in February 1995 from his self-titled CD back in 95. The song actually reached number one on a U.S. Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks, now called Hot Country. Hot country singles. But yeah, reached number one, and it features a wedding, basically. I got the music video queued up, by the way. So this video is everything I thought it was going to be.
Absolutely.
I'm like, I didn't even have to see, I like knew exactly, like in my head, what this was going to be, and it did not disappoint. So, Amanda, how is this a song you have known and loved for many, many years? Is this on your eternity playlist?
You know, is it on my eternity playlist? No. Because I really don't want all those lovey-dovey songs on a playlist. I need the, like, you know, keep me moving forward playlist when I'm on a...
I don't need no loving songs.
I don't need no smooching songs. Fairy tale. I'm on an island by myself. That ain't no fairy tale. Or is it?
Amanda being on an island by herself one day.
But you know, I really, since it came out, I really enjoyed this song. It's just a really, I think it's a like nice country ballad that just kind of feels good.
It feels good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Simple as that.
Does what it needs to do.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, really, I didn't find him as a heartthrob when I was younger.
Okay.
But he was quite the like little heartthrob back in the 90s.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, I mean, he was competing with Garth Brooks, which I never understood.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, like, you know, Garth Brooks, I mean, guy's super talented, but I never really got the,
sex appeal of Garth. Yeah.
Like, I didn't have a man crush on Garth Brooks. I'll tell you that.
Right. And there's some man crushes, right?
At 1,000%. 100%.
I feel like he is what Garth Brooks is. I mean, he did something right.
But hey, you know what? More power to him.
Yeah.
More power to him. So, all right. So let's check out a little bit of, John Michael Montgomery's, classic video here for I Can Love You Like That, which features, of course, a wedding. And let us know, was this your wedding song? Was it played at your wedding? Have you been to weddings where this was someone's wedding song? Because this, you're right, Amanda, this is exactly where I probably would have heard this. But this is 1,000% everything I thought it was going to be, though.
The pan out.
They read you Cinderella.
So serious.
So serious. I love the soft filter, too. This is like such a huge 90s thing. Like the super soft, like diffused filter that they would use on all the soap operas.
Yes. I'm convinced it was because Marlena ate so much. Classic Stairways.
All this time that you've been waiting, you don't have to wait no more.
Yeah, they're waiting.
I can love you like that.
This is when I heard this. I'm like, I've heard this.
My world, move heaven and earth. If you were my girl, I will give you my heart. Be all that you need. Show you your
By the way. God, this is like, but this is, I know this is a country ballad, but this, if you put this song up against any like hair metal ballad, like let's do Warrant, like I Saw Red or Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. This is so metal right now. Look at this look. Like he's in the silhouette, white fringe leather jacket. Like,
if he didn't have an undershirt on, it would be full metal.
I'm telling you, this is like country. Learn something from 80s metal.
Good catch.
It's a great look.
If you give me a chance,
that's like $1,000 bouquet these days. Like,
hell yeah. All right. I've heard enough. No, this is, I mean, we're about a minute and 20. And so, once again, we don't play the whole songs here on the show because we want to keep the show moving. But if you want it, we do have whole song versions on our channel for other things. And of course, that's what Patreon is for too. So we're going to keep the show moving, everybody. So, all right. So that was John Michael Montgomery. I Can Love You Like That. So where do I rate this song on a scale of 1 to 5 records? Well, it's not necessarily my cup of tea.
Understood.
But it is, I got to tell you, it's such a catchy chorus. It's a catchy chorus.
I feel like you're like moving to it still.
I mean, I could love you like that. I mean, it's like,
okay,
I could give you my world. I guess that's probably the wrong lyrics. I want it to be that. That's
you're killing it. You're killing it. So let me ask you a question. So, okay. Back when we were younger, when we were just courting Rachel and Marcus, right? We were dating, young, passionately in love. Like, if you dance to this song, like, I feel like it wouldn't feel so awkward and weird.
No.
To dance to it now, I just, like, I like this song, but, like, don't pull me into a dance floor with, I will eye roll.
Right.
Like, I don't want to dance to this kind of, like.
You don't want to dance to this.
This isn't what 20-something marriage feels like.
No. All right. So this is like newlywed marriage.
This is newlywed marriage. That romantic
first
fairy
5 years.
Tale. Yeah, the first 5 years.
The novelty hasn't worn off yet.
Yes. Post kids, decades into a marriage, like it just, I ain't got time for this kind of dancing.
No time for it.
No time for this.
No time for this baloney.
None of this baloney going on for Amanda. So while I like this song, like, I don't want to dance to it. Like, Marcus, don't even think about it.
Nope.
Now, you put on some Alabama. That's a little different.
Some Bama.
Yeah, some Bama.
That's a different story.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
That's a different story. But all right. Yeah, JMM, I Can Love You Like That. I don't need to do no dance.
Okay. I mean, listen, I don't think it's a bad song. Mm-hmm. It's not a song I would choose to listen to. Mm-hmm. It did bring me up. Like I said, I did was like, man, I've heard this song before. You made the point. I'm like, yeah, I probably did hear it during my wedding days when I filmed weddings. So 1,000% was probably some bride and groom's dance, you know, song, yeah. Like a wedding dance song, all that. So I don't think it's a bad song. I just not going to choose. I don't know. It's very mediocre to me, okay. Even though it was a number one hit. It just isn't my thing. So, I'm going to be respectful of it, though, sure. Because it's not, like I said, it's not a terrible song. We're not an mm-hmm. uptown girl country here. So, gosh. Yeah, because there's a difference. Like, uptown girls just.
You'll never live that down.
It's just corny. This is not corny. So, I'm going to give it a very respectable 3.
Okay. Which.
It's 3. Okay. It's a solid 3. 3 here, record song.
Absolutely. If you're new here, 3 is, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not amazing, but it's not bad. 3 is like, it's a good song.
Yeah. So that's it. I would say I wouldn't. That 3. Yeah, I wouldn't choose to put it on. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the, like, if I'm right in the right mood, I may not skip it until like after the first chorus. I may skip sure. it about a minute and a half in because I'm like, oh, there's more of this. I'm done.
Yeah. Too mushy is too mushy at that point.
Yeah. I mean, there's still another 2.5 minutes of that, this stuff, the syrupness.
2 minutes syrupy. More of slow yeah. dancing.
But it is a very fairy tale esque, I'd say very fairy tale wedding esque song now for sure.
Yeah. It's got Cinderella's mentioned. I mean, it definitely yes. played by the rules.
Yes. 3 is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. There you go. Thank you, Dave.
Hey. And magic is on yeah. this list today, so stay in touch.
Dave's saying, it's a fool who looks for logic in the chambers of the human heart.
That's right. And that came through when we were saying maybe we're the fools for how we do our show. Yeah. And how we rate 5 records.
By the way, just going back to the St. Patrick's thing real quick, is Dave goes, I finally told my kid St. Patrick's isn't real. It's been me putting snakes under their pillow for all these years. Dave with the shtick. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
I love it. I absolutely adore it. Thank you.
All right, Chris Baglio. Moving on to your first song.
Yes.
The King is Half Dressed by Jellyfish.
Yes. Yes. This is, by the way, a Dave Mattingly suggestion I want to point out. Mm-hmm. Dave, thank you for the deep cut on that because I had forgotten about that. And it worked in so well for this playlist. I thought it was a great way to start my playlist.
So is this like, what is this like off of?
So you mean.
Like what would be, like how does this like, because I read the lyric.
So it's like kind of a play off The Emperor's New Clothes.
Okay, that's what I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's a play off of that, The Emperor's okay. New Clothes. Like that's sort of the catalyst inspiration okay. of it. And that's kind of where it goes. So while the song's not 1,000% like follows that to the letter, but the basis and foundation of the song is sort of a playoff of the Emperor's New Clothes.
Okay. That's, I did have a suspicion. And you know, the first time I heard it and the second time, and I'll admit probably the third, I was like, I don't really like this song.
Well, you know, and a lot of people, so Jellyfish is a band that like, I love Jellyfish. I think they're great. Like, you listen to their first, this record. This is the second record that came out, Belly Button, the first record. And they are a band that is completely, like, great band, wrong time. Like, their songs are very, like, Queen, ELO, Beatles, all, like, power pop stuff. But, like, this, they came out at a time, like, right at, like, the grunge scene. And, like, okay. nobody wanted to hear this kind of music at that time. Like, nobody was into this. So they just, like, basically came out,
everything.
Produced these 2 amazing records and completely fell on deaf ears. And I've always been, like, I go back and listen, and I'm like, these guys were so good and so criminal. Mm-hmm. They never got their just desserts. Because so many of these songs that they wrote, I feel like, hold up so well. Oh, my God. I've listened to the first record again. Because when Dave sent this, yeah. and I was like, and I got me like, I started listening to the first record again. I'm like, oh, my God, this record is so good. Like, crazy that they just didn't break. Wrong, right band, wrong time.
Well, maybe between Dave and our show, they'll get the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah. My favorite Jellyfish song is Now She Knows She's Wrong. That is a great song. Jellyfish is very much like the Turtles and would have been the Kings of the 60s. Yes, exactly. They would have been the Kings of the 60s. So
Now She Knows She's Wrong. That's like my life. I'm going to listen to that one. Now She Knows She's Wrong. So like, but truth be told, so I listened to it probably the first three times. I'm like, I can't get into it. However, as Chris said earlier, we listen to these songs a lot from the time we've swapped them with each other to the recording of this show. And it grew on me.
I'm telling you, it's catchy.
Grew on me.
I will agree. I mean, Jellyfish, I think a lot of their songs, because they have a lot of layers to them, it kind of is like, I don't know about this. And then like you listen to it and you're like, wait a second, you start catching a little hooks here and there, and like,
because it's not catchy like your Magic song.
No.
It's not catchy in that same bracket. Like the Magic by Bob, is it Bob?
Yeah, B.O.B.
Yeah, B.O.B. Bob.
Yeah, with Rivers.
That is like my definition of catchy. This is catchy in a whole different, captivating way.
Yeah.
And it really, I could see it almost playing alongside like one of the People Scooby-Doo movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not the cartoon one, but like the
People the live action versions. One.
Yeah, that I could see that song.
That's kind interesting. Of
being played out throughout something similar to that.
Right. So okay.
I actually did enjoy it. I didn't love it, but I won't skip it.
You won't skip it.
I won't skip it. And I feel like Jellyfish definitely has a look.
They do. Well, here. So let's check out a little bit of the video which I was like, oh my God, I forgot they even made a video for this. I mean, when I tell you this band has totally been forgotten by time for the most part, they have been forgotten. That's
so sad.
Yeah.
I mean, what a look.
Oh, it's great. But I mean, this is so like, I love this.
It's like a more eclectic Monkees.
Yep. I mean, it's so 60s.
This is the part that I can hear in like a Scooby movie.
But I mean, so for as much as I love this stuff, you could definitely see why it was not commercially successful when it was released in like 95. Just was not what was popular.
They are very interesting looking.
Yeah. I mean, it was the 90s, though, too, so there's a lot of this going. I mean, it really is a great song, though.
The chorus is.
I mean, it's like, yeah. So, all right. So, it's an interesting tune. So, I was like, you know, I like that Dave suggested this one. And I was like, I'm going to go for this. Because there was another one of Dave's songs I was going to actually start. I was going to put the Ravenettes on here. Which I know we've done the Ravenettes before. Yeah. And I really like the song, the Ghost Riders song. And it's a great tune. But I swapped it out because I was like, you know what? I think this one would be a little bit more interesting to talk about.
And it is.
Because I was like, this is very different. We've never talked about Jellyfish. They are a band I really like. So I was like, all right, let's talk some Jellyfish on this show.
So I'm glad you sent it to me. I had never heard of them before. No surprise there. And I will say, in deep diving, looking for songs for the show, I stumbled on a lot of great like candidates for Halloween songs.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I saved some playlist. Yes. Because I go, ooh, these are good. Because we like to celebrate the entire month of Halloween.
That's true. Very true.
October is all about spooky, scary, imagination, magic. We love it. So it was super fun. So this one. So like I said, I hated it, but I ended up really kind of digging it.
Okay.
Like I really hated it in the beginning. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. It didn't hit you.
It did not hit right. But again, it nestled in just fine. So I'm going to echo your first rating that you gave me and let it be a 3.
Okay.
I'm not gonna skip it.
Okay.
But it's lacking just a little bit of something
for me. Lacking a little sauce for you.
Yeah, like it needed a little bit of a oomph. Needed that secret ingredient, maybe.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm happy that you, I was happy to send you a Jellyfish song.
I'm happy to have received it.
There's a lot of other Jellyfish songs I got to send you that I think you're really going to dig, actually.
I had never heard of them, so I'll definitely
there's some really good songs, yeah. Especially that first record is like smoking. It's great.
So funny.
It's smoking. So funny. Yeah. So, hey, good morning, Mark Ronick. Thanks for checking in with us today. We appreciate you so much. Dave saying, yeah, this Jellyfish video reminds me a bit of King's Love and Pride video. I do know that video.
Not. No You're surprise right. there.
That is very reminiscent of that. Great call there, Dave. And hey, for everybody who is watching us right now on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button and the little bell so that you get notified when we go live, which is every Monday at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're always dropping video content on this channel as well. So make sure you hit that so that way you get notified when that happens. And if you're listening to the on-the-go version, which is on anywhere you get podcasts, please hit the follow button so you also get notified when we drop new content. And if you are listening to the audio feed, by the way, we do drop little episodes called Quick Hits, which are just little one-song reviews pulled from full episodes of the show, and we drop those out throughout the month. So you also get that if you subscribe to the audio feed, as well as the full versions of the show. And of course, once again, you can join our Patreon for as low as $1. It's a great way to support our show. Helps us pay the bills around here, like the StreamYard bill that comes every single month. So, you know, every little bit helps everyone. And we definitely are, as we go on with our Patreon, we're ramping up the content more, putting more kinds of stuff. And we want to hear from you too. We want to hear from our Patreon members. You guys let us know inside Patreon what else more you would like to see. I recently put out like what other music videos we'd like to see. And I know Dave's been putting some stuff out there. So definitely let us know, guys. That is an account we are ready to have some fun with. So let's keep the show moving. Your second song to me this week is a song that we did cover, I believe, in episode 2 or 3 of Song Swap Showdown, which was originally called the Chris and Amanda Show back then, when we first started. So this is going way back to the tender year of 2021. When we started doing the show, first we were on Fireside, then we moved from Fireside to then over here on YouTube and anywhere you get podcasts, that whole thing. So this is a song by Ruth B called Lost Boy. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I went back and I looked. I gave this a 3 record rating.
Hey.
I checked. I went back and checked. So all these years later, is it going to hold up? Am I still going to give it a 3 record rating? Well,
Keeping in mind the theme of the show too today.
That's right.
That might help elevate it, maybe.
It may help elevate it. So we shall see. So everybody stay tuned here. So here's some things that I don't think we talked about from the first time that we featured this song on the episode, was that Ruth B, if anybody doesn't know much about her.
Horrible.
Yeah, she's a 20-year-old Canadian singer-songwriter. And she basically started this song on Vine. Does everybody remember Vine?
I just can't even. And this was her first song she wrote.
It was a 6-second Vine clip, by the way. That's how this started. So if you guys don't remember Vine, if we have anybody on here who's like, oh, what the heck was Vine? Vine was basically the OG TikTok. It was the OG short form content. You could only do 6-second videos. That's it.
Which is 6-second clips.
And it was genius what people came up with. Like, there were some you could go on YouTube here and type in Vine videos, and you'll see great compilations. It was awesome. And then Twitter bought it, and then it went to hell, and that was it. But the OG version of Vine was phenomenal. It was the first version of that super short content, 6-second content. Ruth B posted a 6-second clip of her doing this song. And it blew up.
I love it.
She basically said, one day I was down at my keyboard playing with random chords and just singing different words. And I happened to sing the first line of the chorus. I'm a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And it was just that. I decided to post it and it got a pretty cool reaction. So I started adding more and more lines and then eventually sat down and write this whole song, which is fun. So when she posted it, it wasn't even the full song. It was literally just that line.
I mean, to respect that creative process is just so amazing, and that she ran with it.
Yeah. She said, when I originally posted on Vine, it was just some catchy words, but I sat down and wrote it. I really wanted to make it more than that because it was, I think the song had potential to be a super cheesy, the potential to be super cheesy and just about Peter Pan, but I wrote it from more of a personal place when I actually sat down to write the song. She said, throughout her whole process of writing the song, I was watching the show Once Upon a Time, and it was all about Peter Pan, so my headspace was in a fairy tale world. And when I made that first line up, that was that. That was it. When I sat down to write it, I was like, the main theme song is Lost Boy. How can I connect that to real life? Everyone has been lonely. Everyone has been in need of a friend at one point or another. I know I've been there, so I wrote it from that point of view. So then she originally finished it, wrote it, and then posted the full version on YouTube, which at that time went viral with over 2 million views. And well, I just, yeah. And the video now has 150 million views.
Outstanding. And I love her name is literally a combination of five letters. Ruth B.
Ruth B.
Ruth B. I love it.
That is great.
I really have enjoyed this song for so long. This is on my Eternity playlist.
This is on your Eternity playlist. Is this your Working Through Life playlist too? This is on Working
Through Life? Definitely on one of my, yes.
This is on Working Through Life playlist. The magical Amanda Working Through Life playlist. Which, by the way, we've all been like, what's on that list? You got to follow Amanda on TikTok because she does post on there. This song is on my Working Through Life playlist. So she will post. So yeah. we can begin to put the pieces together.
Yep.
The very mysterious Working Through Life playlist.
I love it. It's gotten me through life.
Yeah. Maybe you could be Amanda S.
Ooh.
Like, she's Ruth B. You're Amanda S.
Amanda Sourdough.
Yeah, Amanda Sourdough.
Miss Sourdough Pants.
Or
sorry,
we just,
everyone. Sorry, everyone. We forget that we're doing a show sometimes.
Or we just keep That Girl.
Yeah.
That Girl.
That Girl.
All right. So here's a little bit of Ruth B's Lost Boy. Yeah.
There was a time when I was alone, nowhere to go and no place to call home. My only friend was the man in the moon, and even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my
eyes, it's a cool video.
I saw a shadow flying high. He came to me with the sweetest smile. Told me he wore,
yeah, it matches the song really well.
He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely. And ever since that day,
this song is almost 10 years old now.
I'm a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods. Always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run.
I always like that line.
Yes.
Always on the run from Captain Hook.
Which can mean so many things in life.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's how I discovered
the Nora Jones playlist.
And lost boys like me are free. He sprinkled me in pixie dust and told me to believe in him.
I just love her voice.
Yeah, it's a really well-written tune.
In a cloud of green to your beautiful destiny. As we soared above the town that never loved me, I realized I finally had a family.
All right, so really cool tune. I will say that I will probably, from my last time rating this song to now, I'll definitely say it's gone up a bit because I do feel like it's a good song. So a three is probably, from back in the day, probably a little too, I mean, at the time I would say I was probably in that headspace. I'm like, hey, it's a good song, but you know, that's kind of it. I had heard this song quite a bit though from my girls. So I was very familiar with it. So maybe I was just kind of like burnt out on hearing it so much at that time. But it is a cool tune. It's moved up a notch. For
moving
sure.
on up. Okay.
Yeah, it's moving on up. I would be comfortable giving this song a 3.6 now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a 3.6 record song. It's a cool tune. I mean, and I think it holds up. I mean, like I just said, the song's already almost 10 years old. It's going to be, it was released in 2015. So next year it's turning 10, which I is not bad for a song that was released, you know, almost 10 years ago on Vine as a quick, like one line, 6 second video. So, I mean, it's got some serious staying power and it is a gorgeous video, gorgeous music video.
So if I had to choose a style of how I would move into the industry of music and become an artist, this is the style I would want to do.
Right.
I'd want to be able to sit down and play a guitar or do this just very like laid back, respectful of vocals, you know, not trying too hard, not screaming. This is so up my alley of style. So what would if you could sit down and be any type of style naturally, like with no effort, what would you choose?
Wow. That's a big question. I know. I will say this. So I tend to play. So when I pick up my guitar and play here, just like, I always tend to like do just more quieter type tunes, you know, as much as I love loud and metal and all that, like and everything. And I've played in all those types of bands. Like I would say that for me, what I tend to go to is definitely a little bit more quieter type stuff.
Okay.
So I would probably, I don't know if it would be this, so to speak, but I'm always like, there's a band that I think I've sent to you in the past, like this band called Ida, and they were a duo and then they've grown over time and all that. And I love their stuff so much. And I'm always like, man, I wish I could be as talented as them, where they can play guitar and they can harmonize and sing, but the songs are like really emotional and interesting. I'm like, I really connect to that band. And I'm always like, I wish I could be like as talented as they are. So I think I'd be more like that, like this, like, I guess very emotional. I guess wind up being like Ruth B, Lost Boy. Probably a different, little bit of a different style.
Sure. So we're in similar lanes.
I think so.
Different approaches. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yep. And Mark's saying, you guys just got shut off by YouTube. Yeah, that happens sometimes. We'll be back.
Ruth B's like, you ain't playing my song. But Ruth, I was saying how great you are.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. So everybody, if you're still with us, we're going to keep moving on here. But yeah, usually happens if YouTube doesn't like a certain thing we're playing for too long, they cut it off. The stream should come back.
All right. So I receive your 3.6. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. Yes, 3.6.
So moving on to your second song to me, Little Pigs by Mucky Puck. I mean, there isn't much more to say about this song than it's just fun.
You know, so I almost gave you the green jelly version of Little Pigs, which is hilarious. I don't know if you've ever seen that video. It's outrageous. And it's like, it's all claymation. It's this whole story behind that whole thing is ridiculous. And Green Jelly was a horrible band, but there was something really funny. And it was like a phenomena for like that song. But like for this, I was like, not a lot of people know Mucky Pup. I mean, Mucky Pup is a very like regional band as far as like, they're very East Coast, like New Jersey, New York area band. And you know, they had a very, very minor success on MTV, but that first record, Boy in a Man's World, I Stink, But I Love You in the past.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Which was the song that kind of put them on the map initially, because the whole Bloom County tie-in. And I was like, this song is so ridiculous. I'm putting this on.
It is ridiculous, but I think it fit perfectly on this theme. I mean, I don't know that I would have seen or heard this song otherwise had the Wheel of Show Themes not chosen this. And so it's really fun. I mean, it's really, it makes sense with the storyline of the book, you know, the Three Little Pigs.
Yep.
It's just is really, really fun. So I dug it. It's just fun.
It is fun. It's just silly. And I actually, because the band never really did a video for this. Like, so.
Yeah, I think just like attached to the book.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just did I found one where like, it looked like somebody went and made it with their kids. I was dying. God. It's just, it's so like, it's literally typical, like, this is something I would have made with my girls. Like a typical dad with a video camera making a video with his like two little girls. And it is hilarious. Like, I'm like, this should just be the original video. Like the band should be like, can we just put this out as the official video like 30 years later?
I think that would be very wise of them.
I think so too. I got to imagine the band has to know. And it's got 23,000 views on it. So
they've
got
to have seen it. I would assume.
Yeah. So you like this? You're feeling it?
I really do. It's not the favorite of my list, but spoiler alert, it's higher than The King Is Half Dressed.
Yeah. Yeah. I love
it. I don't really have anything negative to say. I think it really like adhered to the theme of this show. It's catchy. I think anytime someone plays off of a movie, a story, and kind of puts their own personal spin to it, I love that like creative liberty that they do. It just gives them a little bit of a nudge going in the right direction. Next thing you know, we've got Little Pups Little Pigs by Mucky Pup.
Yeah, it's fun. It says Little Pigs by Mucky Pup. Well, sort of a punk metal band from out of Jersey from the 80s and 90s. It's true. It's true. All right, so it's got a very long intro, so we don't have to listen to the whole intro, okay. But it's funny.
And did you like this story of the three little pigs when you were growing up?
I did. But yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, I did.
As an adult, in the beginning, as an adult, you're like, this is terrifying.
A little bit. As were many childhood fairy tales.
Wolf was the natural enemy of pig.
And this was good. The girls are having
and
so much fun.
So our story begins.
That is not the Three Little Pigs book.
little pigs, let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
Oh, this is fantastic.
I'm like, this should just be the official music video for this song.
I have to free. Yeah, pigs, little pigs, let me in. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Or a puff and a puff and a pull your house in. This is fantastic.
I love the
These
the
girls are invested in
the guitar
it.
Hero. If that's a kid in a bill. Oh, so funny. It's great. It's great.
The guitar. This is good.
Yeah, I'll have to post this in the Facebook group because it's just a dad and his girls having fun. It's hilarious. This is exactly what I would have made with my girls. I should have done this. And I'm like, man, I need to go back in time and make more videos with the kids.
Well, yeah, you're busy doing other raising, you know, baby stuff, you know.
Right.
But the girls look like they had a fun time. I wonder if they have other videos of other songs.
Oh, let me see.
As a family, because that could have been like their little.
That could have been their little thing.
I mean, how fun if it was.
I don't really see anything else from them. I mean, he just has a couple other like videos that he took with his cell phone, like at some shows and then some hockey.
Okay, so that was.
Oh, it looks like the one girl is. I guess she plays hockey. So from like a year ago, it's like a little scrimmage video. So.
So yeah. Just this may have just been a one and done type of thing, but
that was it. That was it. 23,000 views.
Hey, and that's nothing to shy away from. So listen, the video kind of ups me a little bit. I mean, I was already kind of sold on the song, but yeah. I feel like the video, I have to appreciate that. So Mucky Puck, you're getting bonus points for this father and daughter.
The father and daughter duo that you never knew you needed to see. Yeah.
That did, I will say, your official video for you.
Yeah, seriously.
So this one, I love the cadence in which, like, you can see, like, the shift and, like, it's a story kind of within the song.
Yeah.
The cadence breaks is really cute. So I'm going to give it a 3.8.
Oh, 3.8. Wow. 3.8. Much higher than I expected from
you. I was going to do a 3.5, but I'm giving it a 0.3 extra because of the video.
Yeah, much higher than I expected.
It's fun. Like, I wouldn't put it on.
You wouldn't choose to put it on.
Yeah, I wouldn't like go seek it out specifically to play it. But if it played, I think it was fun. And honestly, if I knew this song when Owen was younger, I think that would have been a really fun song to do with the book.
Yeah, I agree.
He would really enjoyed that.
There you go.
He would have really rocked it. Now, at 17, I don't think I can, you know, do that. I have the Three Little Pigs book, of course.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, as a parent, we all had that for our kids. I mean, we had them as kids. The little golden books, right?
Little golden books. Yeah. And you know, the covers just don't look the same anymore.
No, the old school covers of those were definitely better.
Yeah, like the golden actual. Like, and I get they weren't like super like hardy like the newer ones are, but still. But 3.8.
Okay, 3.8 for Mucky Pup.
I enjoy it. So well done, right. Mucky Pup.
Yeah,
Mucky Pup.
Mucky Pup. Yeah, and all my Jersey folks will recognize Mucky Pup for the most part. I'm telling you guys, these guys were a very like regional band around here, so it wasn't. It's like a lot of people across the country are probably gonna know. This is a deep track probably for everybody else, but as I said, there's it's still here today. It is a radio station, the largest college radio station in the country is here in New Jersey, WSOU, on Seton Hall Radio, and all they play is like punk, hardcore metal, black metal, like, and it's a Catholic school. It's a, you know, it's a Catholic school, Christian school. So it's like, it was always hilarious to be like, they'd play like, and now it's time for Catholic Hour. It was the greatest transition of all time. I've never heard anything so great in my life, but they used to play the heck out of Mucky Pup back in the day. So, it's kind of where I latched on to them. And, they were like one of the first few bands I saw in an actual like club. When I was like really young, when I was like 16 years old. Yeah.
So. UB Club. I went to more clubs, I think, as like a minor than I did as an adult.
You kind of, you know, you just gotta act the role, man. You just gotta walk in.
I like it. Times were a lot different.
Amanda went clubbing.
Yes. And I actually danced my awkward dance and it was fine. Yeah. Like, it's the move Marcus can't resist.
The move Marcus.
Start shoulder bopping a little and woo.
That's it. That is it.
A little
shoulder bopping.
That's right.
A little shoulder bopping. So, hey, so now that we're back up on YouTube, apparently. make sure you hit that follow that subscribe button and a little bell so that way you get notified. So do that now and hit the follow button wherever you are listening to the show, which will probably be on the go. More than likely on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. There's no more Google Podcasts. That's over. Now it's like YouTube Podcasts is like taking over. But we're on Good Pods. We're everywhere. We're all these places.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's do our third and final songs to each other.
Yeah, I'm curious about this one that you think, because this is deep country.
I had a feeling because I was like unfamiliar with this.
This is Susie. Yeah. Susie B. Country. And so I took a risk putting this one on it, but I just felt I really liked the lyrics of this song, so I threw it on there anyway.
This had, to me, and this may be inaccurate, but it's just how my mind works. I felt like this had some Sheryl Crow-esque vibes to it.
A little bit.
And a little bit of, I don't know, like a little tiny Bonnie Raitt. Like, I don't know, just it had some vibes to it. Even like, and I know Sarah McLachlan's not really country, but I don't know. There was something about the quality of this song that had, and I was like, this feels like it's very early 90s. And lo and behold, it was 1992. So I was like, wow, my 90s sniffer tester worked. And yeah, I was like, wow, this was 1992. So you were talking about Susie Bogus.
Bogus, yeah.
She's not really
bogus.
Yeah,
she's not really bogus.
She's not really bogus. Bogus. No, Susie Bogus. And this is Hey Cinderella.
Hey. Cinderella.
And this video was not hard. I mean, this video was hard to find on YouTube because it actually not very, there's no official, like there's like no Susie Bogus like YouTube channel or something. So like there was a version that looked like it was filmed off of a TV like 1,000 times over and it was really bad. And then on the songfacts.com website, it was linked to someone else had found this and kind of put up a more like widescreen version of it. So the version of this video is not awesome, but I was like surprised that it was just hard to find.
I guess just because it was on CMT doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that it wouldn't magically appear on YouTube, but I mean, there was definitely like a real video for it.
Yeah, no, there is a real video for it. I did find it. It just wasn't, it's not like the greatest of quality in the sense, and I was a little like, oh, okay, it's I wonder why it's like so hard to find. So anyway, this song obviously inspired by Cinderella. it was off of Susie Bogus's Something Up My Sleeve album, released in 1993. Sorry, I said 92, it was 93. And in this song, Susie Bogus sings about going to a friend's dream wedding where she catches the bouquet and the bride rides off in a white Mustang. But when she checks in years later, reality has intruded on this Cinderella story. The couple have kids and jobs and more concerned with compromise than romance. They feel like they missed a page or two because there's nothing in Cinderella about how hard it would be once real life sets in.
And I think that's why I love this song so much. The lyrics are just so realistic, as opposed to like, I can love you like that, which is the very entry level, what would have been played at said couples.
Yep.
You know, wedding, and then the life in between, and it usually involves that working, raising kids, time period, until you can land on like becoming a true couple again, if you can make it there. So I just think, there's some pages that go missing in the fairy tales that are told to us as kids, because the reality is those are the longest chapters.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, oh yeah, it's like, you know, now what happens now years later with Cinderella and you know, is it really happily ever after? What
does
you know?
The shoe fit you now? Like, I mean, I just love how metaphor, like, especially if you've had a couple kids, your feet grow.
That's very true.
That shoe ain't fitting no more.
That is very, very true. So, but I kind of like the parallels here of the story. It's kind of like, it's like, you know, what did happen all these years later? If you checked in on Cinderella, you know, years later, what is really going on in her life? Is it really all still the fairy tale romance? And listen, I mean, it's life, right? So it's like, this is what happens. You know, we talked about before, like, you know, years 1 through 5 of marriage are usually pretty, like, you're still on cloud 9.
Those are easier years.
They are. And then, you know, and then the real work happens.
It does. To love somebody that sometimes you hate. Because love and hater, you can do them together.
That's right. I hate that I love you.
Yep. As Marcus will say, I hate that. He said that like 4 times over the weekend. I just want to be very clear. That is something that's said all the time.
Not just on this show.
No.
So, all right. So Dave is saying, at Sunday school yesterday, I asked my class for their favorite bands and movies. One woman said Cinderella. I asked her a Disney film or the heavy metal band.
So I can't even imagine being in your Bible study, Dave.
I love like, Cinderella.
I think you would be so fun. Oh, I love
New Wave
that.
Dave.
I know.
I love I know. It. Sunday school teacher. You have to go attend one of his Sunday school classes.
I know. I'm going to drive down.
Go down to Nashville. All right. So let's watch and listen to a little of Susie Bogus's Hey Cinderella, who's not bogus.
Right.
Really
well,
yeah. Yes, yeah, so I felt like this had a very like.
We believed in fairy tales that day. I watched your father give you away. Your aim was true when the pink bouquet fell right into my hands. Dance for hours.
Looks like how Marie
Osmond looks now. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say real quick. now that I'm really listening, I've already listened to the song like 10 times, but now like kind of, I'm like, this is very Taylor Swift-esque.
This is.
There's a lot of T-Sizzle. I can hear it.
Oh, goodness. She could have easily wrote this song.
I could hear some of the, well, obviously, you know, Susie's not influenced by Taylor. I'm talking about the other way around. So, yeah, like, yeah. But like, I can kind of hear it.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm backing up real quick. I want to catch going into the chorus here. Oh.
That's my favorite line.
Does the shoe fit you now?
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, you're never the same as you were when you start life.
Yeah.
It's true. It's just a good song.
All right, Dave's saying, I can imagine Carrie Underwood singing this. So
absolutely.
This is definitely a song that has a lot of, like, I think it's got a lot of crossover to some of the modern artists that are, you're sort of enjoying a ton of success right now. But like, this is kind of like an OG, I think, to that crossover country pop sound, I would say, in 1993, you know, going way back there. I know Shania Twain was the big... Yeah. The huge crossover queen back in the day, but this definitely had, you know, I think had and still has a lot of the potential there too. So that's why I was like, there's something Sheryl Crow, I don't know, and I know she doesn't sound anything like Sheryl Crow, but there's like that, it's where I like, when I first heard this, I'm like, oh, this sounds like, you know, like a Sheryl Crow type of a song, or like, and like it started off a little Bonnie Raitt-ish, you know, but like, and it's got a modern feel. It's very poppy, very catchy.
It could be sung again today and very well easily place into what people are listening to. I'll say we always say timing's everything. And I feel like her timing in the industry just was wrong for her, because she was competing against the Faith Hills, the Bonnie Raitts, like the people that you have said. And it's just, I think her career was maybe cut a little short just because the space was really filled with some like powerhouses, the Martina McBrides, and
yeah,
she's great. She was excellent.
Yeah, I mean, this definitely, I mean, she did have success with this song in particular. Mm-hmm. It was her most popular song, and it landed number 5 on the actual country chart. So I think if she had leaked over into like the mainstream top charts, I think that's where she would have gotten a little bit more
Found some others.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that would have helped her if she'd crossed over a little bit more. But yeah, like you said, the country scene then was dominated by a lot of, and you know, it very easily got lost in the, like, great song, had its run, and then that was kind of it.
Yeah, because I mean, she was a pretty lady. She had the package too.
Yeah. Hey, what are you gonna do?
So, you know? Would you re-listen to this song?
So. I didn't know this song existed until you sent it to me. Mm-hmm. So this was definitely a song I'd never heard before. I don't even know who Susie Bogus was until today.
You almost feel bad saying it out loud. I mean,
I do. I'm like, she's not. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. It's B-O-G-G-U-S-S. That's
bogus. There's no other way to say it.
Or bogus. I don't know. Bogus?
Either way.
Either way. So, all right. I mean, would I choose to listen to this song? I don't know if I would go seek it out, but I mean, it's not a bad song at all. I mean, I actually found it to be pretty catchy out of 3 of your songs that you sent me. I mean, the Ruth B one I've heard so many times over, so it is what it is. Like, it's, you know, it's a good song. It's a well-written song. This song caught me by surprise because I wasn't expecting it to be as catchy as it is. I like this better than the John Michael Montgomery song, I'll tell you that. Because that song was just, it was like, okay, it was a good song. Like, you know, this has a little bit more chops to it. Do I like it as much as the Ruth B song? Maybe not as much, but I would feel comfortable nestling this in. No, I would give this a 3.3.
Okay.
I'd give it a 3.3. I mean, it's a catchy tune for the time, and I think that I mean, if it comes on too during our playlist run, like I'm not gonna skip it. I'll put it. I'm not gonna skip this song. I think it's a good tune.
Okay, the skippage always reveals a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I would hit the skip button on this song. Okay. It's not. I don't feel like it's a skippable tune. I feel like it's a good, like, you know, driving with the windows down, like if it comes on, you know.
Yeah. And I
catchy.
When this came out, I was young, so I really had no business singing it the way as if I knew what it was about.
Yeah.
would today.
Right. Dave is saying the song and subject matter reminds me a bit of Paula Cole's Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Where have all the cowboys
gone? Oh, I got to stop singing, so I'll move on to your third song. See what you did, Dave? I really like that song, though. All right, Chris, your third and final song to me is Magic by B.O.B. Bob and Rivers
Cuomo.
Cuomo?
Yeah, from Weezer.
From Weezer?
Yeah, the singer of Weezer.
This is stinking catchy. This is a stinking catchy song.
Yeah, had you ever heard this song before this? Really? Yep. Okay.
I had not, and I really dug it.
Good. I'm glad.
I will say some of these songs obviously weren't on Song Facts to get all the details, like Little Pigs by Mucky Puck.
Yeah, was Mucky not Puck on wasn't. There.
So, you know, Magic, Bobby Obi Bulb was on there. So it's, you know, this was my favorite song of the list. Yeah. And even then, I'm not going to be like, oh, this is a 5 record, but this was catchy.
Yeah, it's a catchy one. And did you ever see the I gotta imagine you saw the movie that's the, you know, where they do the acapella challenges and all that.
Oh my gosh.
Pitch Perfect.
It's perfect. I was like, what is that called?
Yeah. And yeah. The treble tones or the troublemakers. The troublemakers.
They do
a version of it. I think it's in let me see if I can find it. I think it's during a finale. Let me see if I can see.
What they do with some a cappella groups are so talented. How they can bring a song to life with only their voices. It is so impressive.
Oh, I hear. I think that I gotta see if I can find it. Hold on.
Okay. I'm invested. I haven't watched those movies in a very long time.
They're fun movies.
There's so much attitude in it for.
Yeah.
Songs about singing.
Oh yeah, so this is where, okay, here I found the clip. This is the clip for when they do it. Hopefully we won't get shut down.
Okay. If we do, we'll still be here.
From Pitch Perfect.
I mean,
you remember that you love this movie's great, by the way. I like the second one too. This movie's awesome.
I forgot that I didn't even know that this was a song.
Yeah, I forgot when they start getting into it, but they get into it. Let's see when they... Oh, here it is.
Now we're ready for a breakdown.
I've got the magic in me. There it is. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Now everybody knows I've got the magic in me.
Everybody wants some Presto Magic. These tricks that I'll attempt will blow your mind. Pick a verse, any verse, I'll hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer, how about you? With the eyes, come on down to the front and sit right here and don't be shy. So come on, come on, let's see the show tonight.
I like this kind of acapella.
It's so fabulous.
The movie kind.
Yeah, the performance behind that.
Yeah. All right, so that's the little bit of the pitch perfect version of that song,
which is excellent, which is very very good.
Yeah,
the talent.
So all right, so let's play a little bit of Bob Magic.
B.O.B.
Bob. Let's play a little bit of that.
Total different feel here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me.
Girls come snapping.
Now everybody wants a breast of magic, 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 magic.
Eating cereal in a sink?
Yeah.
I can't.
Your mind. Yeah. Pick a verse, any verse. I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer. How about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front. Stay right here and don't be shy. I have you time traveling.
I mean, come on.
Babbling. People trying to inherit the skills, so they ask me.
This is a great song.
Freak like, what's up, man? What's happening? So come on, come on. And see the show tonight. Turns into gold. Yes, it turns to gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls
come
snapping at me.
They be snapping, baby.
Everybody wants a blast of magic.
All right, so great video.
It's a pump up song.
It's a pump up song, man. Like this. That, by the way, this video, this song, 2010. 2024, 2010 that came out. It holds up. I think it holds up. It holds up. It's a ditty.
It is a ditty. And there's, I can't usually rate ditties terribly. You know, and I would, I'd eventually probably get tired of hearing this on repeat, but yeah. I certainly wouldn't skip this. And this would be, this isn't going to be going on my working through play or working through life. Playlist.
Working through life.
Yeah. Cause this is just too, those other songs are more velvety.
Yeah.
This is a lot more like colorful, more magic-y. but this one's good. So I'm coming in with this rating as four records.
Four records, I think, is
four
very
records.
Respectable.
Four
great.
Records, which means you are the winner of today's Songs Pop Showdown.
Because I've got the magic in me.
You've got the magic. However, this show, our ratings for our songs are probably the least that they've been in a long time. Like, I only got a 9.9, and you're winning at a 10.8. Like, that's pretty low.
It's a very thin margin.
So we what did we learn from this episode?
We weren't very impressed by each other's songs.
The fantasy fairy, we're too much of a realist, apparently.
I guess so. Or we just didn't pick the right combination of songs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I should have just did all of Dave's songs is what I should have just done.
Kills it with his suggestions.
So by the way, I do want to go back because we didn't do it yet. So I just want to say, so Dave's suggestions for us for this week, if we had just done Dave's suggestions,
I
by
know.
The way. So his suggestions for me would have been the Lollipop Guild, You Must Be a Witch, the Ravenettes, Attack of the Ghost Riders, and TV's Kyle, Monster Polka.
Polka.
And then for Amanda, he picked Katie Herzog, Forevermore, Moxie Fruvius, Green Eggs and Ham, and Shaky Graves, Dearly Departed.
And I did listen to a lot. And some of these songs, like I was saying, like there are some good possibilities they're going to end up on like Halloween episodes.
Yeah, like he and then Dave had some runners up here. Gold Frap Alive, that's a really good song, Dave. Holy Model Rounders, Werewolf, Jellyfish, which we did, King Half Undressed, which Amanda hated, Nick Kershaw, Riddle, Rolf Harris, Stairway, and Warren Zevon, of course, Werewolves in London, and Weird Al, CNR.
CNR.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great. It's so great. So yeah, there were some good suggestions though. I should have just went with Dave's playlist. Maybe I would have scored higher. Although you did like three little, you did like Little Pigs.
I did. Listen though, but all of them were
and
three
Bob,
or
and
higher.
You liked Magic. And you
yeah,
liked 3.0, Magic.
3.8, and 4.0. Not terrible.
Magic is a finger gun song. It's like, I got the magic. It's yes. Finger guns.
Yes. Yes. It's on a happy Sunday or a happy day playlist.
Yes. You should skate around the shop with that song.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can do some sourdough videos to
this. As I'm stretching and folding. I got the magic in my sourdough.
Amanda's magical sourdough.
new band name, I call it.
Yeah.
What's that off of?
What?
New band name, I call it. Is it Parks and Recreation? I think it
might be
Parks and Recreation.
I think it's Parks and Rec.
Candy, I think. Yeah. I think. It's been a while.
It's been a long time. All right. So, like, listen, we get to this part of the show, which is the end of the show, basically. But this is where we pick our theme for next week. So what time is it, Amanda Sharp?
It is time for the Wheel of Show Themes. Woo!
All right, time to spin the wheel of show themes here. Let's spin it. Let's see what whacked out theme we're going to have for next week. after this week. All right.
This was a challenge.
This was a challenge. All right. The wheel's been shuffled. Got lots of great ideas on here. Ideas, I should say. I don't know if they're great. There's lots of ideas.
I'm like,
I don't know about great, but
some of them are a challenge. But you know what? It's what makes this show go round.
That is round and round. All right, here we go. Let's spin the wheel. What is next week's show theme going to be? Amanda Sharp, what do we got?
I don't know yet. Oh,
Friday night pregame list. Do you know what that means, Amanda Sharp? A Friday night pregame?
I'm assuming football.
No.
Oh. I was like Friday night lights, you know? Like I was thinking it was like before like a Friday night football game.
No, Amanda Sharp. Oh, Friday night pregame is I'm getting ready to go out. This is my playlist that I have. This is my hype playlist. This is me getting ready and getting hyped for a fun night out on a Friday night. Amanda Sharp, come on. Friday night pregame.
So
then we're going out.
So the very fact that I thought this was like football shows how much I'm going to struggle with this because I don't go out on Friday nights. Oh, God.
Yeah, but you used to.
Yeah, but that was like 20-something years ago.
All right. So would you listen to 20-something years ago to get you hyped to go out?
I just was a different person back then. I don't, like, honestly, it probably would have been like my country, like, hey, Cinderella. How dumb.
You didn't, all right, Friday night pre, so you didn't go out on Friday nights and have like those, like, you know, that little like run of songs that got you like psyched and then you're driving to wherever you're going to go and you're like,
No, like, that's probably why on like Avengers and Babysitters when she's getting ready for her date.
Yeah.
Like, I love that scene because that was never me.
Right, but that's you know, that just getting hyped. So I mean, that's a movie.
I'm going to have to channel my inner Avengers in Babysitting, her getting ready, and I'll have to, in a perfect world, this is going to be very false.
It's like hype songs, you know? Like, you're getting in a mode to go out and have a good time.
Like, on a date or hang out with friends?
Hang out with friends. Maybe hang out with friends and get into some adventures that night, you know?
I was so boring, though. I was always with Marcus. And let's remember, everyone, I got married at 20.
I got married at 23.
So oftentimes, like, Friday nights, we're just at home.
Yeah, but even still, like, we went out, like, when Rachel and I were, we went out a lot on Friday nights back in the day. And I went out plenty of Friday nights, cruising, hanging at the mall.
Let's go to the mall. So I'm going to have to do some soul searching between now and next Monday.
This is like your hype playlist. This is your hype. I'm getting myself hyped up, psyched to go out and go do stuff.
Do good things, Amanda. Do good things. be good, be nice, have fun, smile. Like, these are, I am so much more social than what someone should be to have so much problems with hanging out. I'm not a good hanger-outer.
No, Amanda's the person that wants to be invited to hang out, but won't. But then will respectfully decline.
Absolutely.
But I want the invite.
Absolutely. So but my feelings don't get hurt.
Please invite me.
Yes.
So I can respectfully say I'm not. Thank you, but I got plans.
I am a sure negative one.
Right. But I want to be invited to the party.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I will ask how it went.
Yeah. Hey, how'd it go?
And I truly, honestly was like that even before it was cool.
Before it was cool.
Okay, I'm going to need help, right, everyone. That's as simple as it is.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, I'm already exhausted.
Friday night hype playlist. Well, let's go, everybody. We want to hear your suggestions. Jeez. So we will make a post in Facebook and all around. So we want to hear from you. What is on your Friday night hype up playlist? The list that you are using for getting ready, for going out, tearing up the town, having a good time, getting ready to hang out with your friends on the couch. I'm ready. Where are you going? I'm getting ready. Where are you getting ready? We're going out. Where are you going? To their house to go sit on the couch and watch TV.
Oh, goodness.
I barely go out anymore, though, on Friday nights, to be honest. But I used to go out a lot. I used to go out every Friday night.
I didn't. Like, I just was not a hanger-out of type of person. I really
Just go out. We would hit, like, maybe two or three bars and then call it a night. You know, like, or then on when I was younger, we would, like, you know, hang.
All right. I'm going to have to really channel and see if I was cool at one point. You know, I'm going to have to go to Facebook and be like, do you guys remember me ever being cool?
but you don't necessarily have to be cool. I mean, it could just be, this is the things you listen to like, get ready.
So what I'm thinking is I never really got ready.
Ain't no party like an introvert party, because an introvert party don't start.
Boom! There we go. It never started. And so I think part of my problem is I never really got ready to go out. Like, if we went out, we just went out.
Let's get ready to get ready.
Like, I didn't ever get ready.
I think this is a is this an East Coast thing? This is
psychologically really hard for me. This
can't be a regional thing. Like, I know people get like ready to go out. Like, my girls, like, they like have a whole thing. They got their playlist they listen to as they're getting ready to go out for the night. People have their getting ready music.
I'll have to ask Marcus.
Well, what if you were getting ready for like some kind of business meeting? Is there like something you listen to get like ready to go to that business meeting?
No. My Working Through Life playlist.
this is going to be a challenge for you this week. I didn't even think this would be a challenge, but I'm like, you're really struggling with this one.
I'm realizing how uncool I am in the matter of two shows. I mean, there was suspicion. And there's one thing to say, like, oh, I'm not cool. But then to have to, like, it's almost cruel. That this is life's way of saying, no, Amanda, you really aren't cool.
You're cool.
Marcus, I need help.
Maybe just give me Marcus's playlist.
And I got really excited when I thought it was football.
It's not football.
Because I was like, oh, Marcus has his list of songs he listens to on the way to U of M games.
Right. That's a hype up playlist, but like we're talking specifically like the Friday night one, but which most people have, but you know.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna make it happen.
Ask Marcus what he would listen to before he was going out on a Friday night. Even though you guys have been dating since you were like children. Married since children.
Babies. I know.
So was I. I was a baby too. We were babies too.
We are babies.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And maybe it is regional. I mean, it could really be regional.
I don't think it is, but hey, you know what? Let us know.
We didn't have a lot of places to go, like cool places. So maybe there is something to be said there. So we're going to.
But it's also not always just a cool place. Sometimes it's just, hey, I'm just getting ready to go out. Like, so I'm just kind of in the mind. I want to go out and have a good time. Sometimes you need that transition time, you know, put on some new clothes, you know, take a quick shower.
I'm going to trust you on this one, Chris Baglio.
Put some deodorant on.
Yeah, I mean, maybe brush my teeth, but I wasn't necessarily listening to music.
Like magic would have been like, I got that. Oh, you put that on and get me like, get me in the mood. Get me in the mood. Get me in the mood. Lock me in. Let's go.
Let's remember at 17, I was blaring the Carpenters. So,
well, I guess that the Carpenters on your hype reel.
On my hype. Yep. Expect some Carpenters next week, folks.
She was. What's your hype song? Merry Christmas, darling. Wait, what? Happy New Year to.
I know. My friend got me like their like two CD hits, CD like box set for Christmas, like for 10th grade.
Like, there has to be an Elvis like song that gets you hyped up to like get going.
Yep. Poke salad at a.
Okay.
Gato got your granny. This is going to be an interesting show.
This is going to be a really interesting show. All right, everybody. So if you want an interesting show, you definitely have to tune in next week.
Yeah, come to hear Chris's songs.
No, they won't want to hear your songs. Everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to know what is on your mind.
Oh, my God.
Everybody wants to know what's on your mind.
Okay.
Amanda's songs.
That's my face right now going, I don't know. I got this. I'm going to be a big girl about it. All right. I'm going to handle it. I'm going to take care of business.
All right. Take care of business.
Take care of business.
Everyone. Hype songs. All right. So that's next week's theme, everybody. What's your Friday Night Hype playlist? You're getting ready to go out, getting ready to get ready playlist. Let us know. We will post this in the Facebook group and all around. So we want to hear your song suggestions because Amanda needs all the help she can get. I need
so much help.
She'll just take your playlist.
Think late 90s.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect late 90s, early 2000s, right?
Yeah, the getting ready, going out type of 5-year window.
Right. And there's no Fresh Prince on there, you know, like.
Ooh, pants just don't understand.
Hey, you know, little LL, you know, little LL Cool J. Or...
All right.
Oh, man.
I'll get this.
You got this. All right, everybody. Great show today. Thank you all so much for hanging out there today, despite some of the dropouts that we had on YouTube. Yeah. It happens from time to time. But hey, you know what? We're glad that you were able to hang out with us and spend a little time with us today. Make sure you catch us, of course, right here on YouTube every week at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Mondays. And then on the go, anywhere you get podcasts, please remember to hit that subscribe button or that follow button wherever you are checking the show out. And we will see you next week. And also, once again, very special thank you to our Patreons, Mark Ronick, Dave Mattingly, Ian from Australia, and back of the cereal box. Love you, Johnny. Thanks for support. And if you want to be as cool as everybody else, for $1, sign up for our Patreon account and get access to all kinds of extra cool content, like watching Amanda, you know, disagree with a top 10 Elvis list. That's up there now in all its glory.
In all its glory.
So, all right, everyone, we'll see you next week for another episode of Song Swaps Showdown. Song Swap Showdown. The worst show on YouTube. Oh. They're coming for you.
They agree.
Yeah, they agree. You guys are the worst show on YouTube.
They were not paid.
That's right. Bye.
Bye.
To get notified every single time we drop a new episode of Chris and Amanda's Song Swap Showdown, just hit that follow button wherever you get your podcasts. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the show, please use the email address in our show notes and we'll get right back to you. And last but not least, please feel free to follow us over on our social accounts on Instagram and TikTok at SongSwap Showdown, or join our ever-growing community in our Facebook group by using the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening.